What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Box Score Breakdown. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson, bringing you another banger sports ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. We had like a super chill Friday. This is a nice Friday. This is what I wanted. I double check. Six games on this lovely Friday, March 20th. Dude, we're rounding out the end of March already. I don't know where the year is going. As far as the fantasy playoffs go, I don't know about you guys, but a lot of my leagues are done Sunday. Crazy. And I have a couple leagues that end in the next 2 weeks, depending on the league. So we're rounding out the end of the fantasy season. And the next thing you know, it'll be the end of the regular season and time for the playoff madness. As I have been absolutely enjoying this basketball season, I hope you guys are too. No need to waste any more time. Let's get straight to the action. First game of the day. Dude, they were kind of playing hard at first, but then, yeah, they ended up barely scratching by, to be completely honest. The New York Knicks won 93-92. I don't know. Brooklyn just, I guess they wanted to be like, ooh, we got to beat the Knicks, our big brother. Yeah, whatever. But they weren't going to win. They weren't going to win if they wanted to win. Talk about a couple of guys. I think MPJ is done for the season. They said about 2-3 weeks. Yep. That's about it for the season. So go ahead and drop MPJ. He is out of here. That opens up a lot of time and a lot of shots. Also, at least we know now that Noah Conley's done for the weekend. And you know who that makes very interesting, who actually cooked in this contest? Josh Minot. I've been waiting for this day. Josh Minot finished with 22 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks with 6 triples. He's not going to shoot 8 of 13 all the time, but he can stuff the stat sheet, man. We saw it in Boston, and he can do it here. And if they're giving him around that 25-minute mark, which I think they might, although, to be fair, they play Sac, and that might be a mess. But he is someone interesting that you might want to consider. Zaire Williams had 17-4, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 triples. He's going to have room to do more, but he's kind of like one of those hot and cold players. Like, he's either shooting 70% or he's shooting 20. So it just depends. He shot 60% here, 33 from the free throw line. Danny Wolf, maybe he's not the guy. 8.6 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal, 2 triples, 3 of 12 from the field. Yeah, oh, I think we can do better than that. I'd rather have Zaire Williams than him right now if he's going to play like this. I'd rather have Josh Minot. They're all getting about the same amount of minutes. I'd rather take the better per minute guy. Nolan Chere is the starting point guard. I mean, I like the 11.7 assists. He gave you a steal and 2 blocks. Wow, nice. With a triple, he just shot terribly, 3 of 11 from the field, but he made all 4 of his free throws. Drake Powell is in a starting lineup. He's there, like he's on the court, but 2 points and 3 rebounds. Yeah, I'm good. You had Ben Seraph, who had 5 points and 3 rebounds and 3 assists and a steal. Solid, but he's actually, to be honest, he's getting more minutes than Nolan Trere, but I think Nolan Trere is the better producer at this current time. Someone to watch for deeper leagues is Chaney Johnson, who's been doing a couple of games with some full lines like this. 4 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Huh. And he shot badness when he only shot 17%, but you're giving him minutes, and he can kind of produce a little bit. I would keep an eye on him too going down the stretch, especially if you got like in the Roto League or you have your playoffs that stretch longer than most. The New York Knicks, everyone played the starting lineup. Yes, the main guys did, except Josh Hart, who got a chance to sit for this one. We'll check on the main guys, of course. Cat cooked 26-15 assists, a steal, a triple. A little low shooting for him, 44%, but he gave you 11-13 from the free throw line. Thank you there, brother. I appreciate that. Jalen Brunson, 17-5-8 with 2 steals and a triple. Not his best performance. Honestly, shot 37% on 19 shots. Ew, and 2-4 from the free throw line. Dude, just crap game. He had been hot. He had like that hot run for like 2 weeks where it was like, oh, here he comes. Putting up 50% scoring nights, big 28-point games, and a wall hit. Just like clockwork. It's always going to regress, although he's one of those guys that recovered quicker than most, but it was going to happen. OG Anunoby had 16 points, 2 steals, 1 block, 1 triple, 54%, I'll take it. 1 of 2 at the free throw line, that's fine. At least it's only one missed shot. Mikal Bridges, dude, I'm sorry, guys. I don't even remember if I said at the beginning of this podcast show that you guys should have sold high on Mikal Bridges. I'm not going to lie to you. But this is bad, dude. 9.7 rebounds, 2 assists. 3 of 7. He hit a triple. They gave up 4 first-round picks for him. I said it every time, and it's a mess. 3 points and 10 boards with 3 blocks from good old Mitch Robb. Thanks, Mitch Robb. That's all we need. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot he hit 1 of 5 from the free throw line. I knew it wasn't that clean. I wish. 8.7 rebounds and 5 assists for Mohamed Diawara. Interesting to see what his role looks like next year. I'm going to keep an eye on that one. Panning through offseason to see if they make any moves or try and prioritize them. And yet 9 points and 2 dimes from Jordan Clarkson. I don't know why they were trying so hard, but they end up losing anyways. Good stuff to the Knicks, get the dub. Next game of the day, Detroit Pistons. No Kate, no problem. Okay. 115-101 over GSW. Dude, they were like, I watched the broadcast and they had this weird Golden State logo that I'd never seen before. And I was like, what is that? I thought it was a WWE logo. I don't know. I was like, what is this W? It looks so strange. But I guess it's just one of their alternate logos because they had on the alternate, like, I don't know, look like forest uniforms. They're like tree color. We'll go ahead and check on the Warriors first. Guy Santos is in he's kind of in a little bit of a rut, although he salvaged this game. It was really bad. 13-5-5, 40% from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line, and he made 1 of 4 triples. It's okay. Kristaps Porzingis got cooked. Unfortunately, he's not going to play tomorrow's game. That might allow Guy Santos to do a little bit more. Also, De'Anthony Melton's at risk of sitting, which also may allow Guy Santos to do a little bit more. I would still keep rostering him. I don't even know if Steph comes back this season. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I do not know that. This is not looking good for the Warriors, so I don't know why he would. But I think Guy Santos should be able to have a better game tomorrow. Kristaps Porzingis, like I said, he got hurt, and then they already said that he's unlikely to play. 5 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 blocks. It's just the Kristaps Porzingis experience, man. It's just sad. Wish he could be healthy. Draymond Green didn't score, but he did give you 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. I guess. De'Anthony Melton had 14 points, 4 rebounds, 1 block, 2 triples, 5 of 14 from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Not his best game shooting wise. And he didn't even give you a steal. He gave you a block though. So, I mean, you know, it's balance. Brandon Pajimski, 15.6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. That's a good full line from him. 2 triples, 40% from the field, and was solid at the free throw line. Who just keep rostering these guys, man? They have all the leeway in the world. Gary Payton still being pretty interesting. And he is someone that you could definitely grab, especially if you need a good field goal guy. 14, 3 and 3 with the steal, 1 triple, 75 from the field, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. That's pretty nice. LJ Cryer, deeper league guy, I was going to keep an eye on. 10 points, 1 assist, 1 steal. Pat Spencer had 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. Yes, I was just double checking. In his 22 minutes, and he is a deeper league play as well. Omer Yurtseven, I remember he had that like crazy run a couple years back. He's getting 20 minutes here, and maybe he does a little bit more tomorrow. Someone you might want to keep an eye on. 8.6 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal in his 21 minutes. Big, good, like, rebound per minute, guys. So if you are needing some boards, he might be someone you want to grab. And lastly, Will Richard just couldn't shoot, and then now he, like, couldn't miss. 11 points on 80% from the field. He took 5 shots, made 4 of them. And he gave you a steal to go along with it. But most of these guys, it's a mess. That rotation's everywhere. A lot of these dudes, except Pajimski, Draymond sometimes, Guy Santos, and De'Anthony Melton are the only like 12 teamers, and then everybody else is just like there. Detroit Pistons, there's no Cade, but they have Danis Jenkins now, and this is why I said you should wait. Just wait, just hold. You already grabbed them, they have a back-to-back, we can assess then, and honestly you should hold through it. And this is why. 22 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, 1 triple, 58 from the field. That's a little hot. And 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Thank you, Danis Jenkins. This is why you hope. This is why you hope. He's going to do stuff. It may not be Cade, but it's the closest you're going to get to it. Paul Reed, 22 minutes, bro. This is just like crazy per minute production. 15, 6, and 3. 2 steals on the block in 22 minutes. 3 of 6 from the free throw lines, yeah, but he had 50% from the field. It's good old Paul Reed. Duncan Robinson had 11 points, 2 assists, and 2 steals, or 2 triples. It's a nice 3-point shooter. We say that all the time. 23 and 6 for Jalen Duren. Rebounds are a little low, but thanks for the 23 points. And 7 of 9 from the free throw line, which is good for a center, man. Like, you can't complain. Tacked on a steal to go along with it. You had 13, 6, and 5 with a steal from Toby Harris on good efficiency. That's just Toby, man. Not much. Asar Thompson only scored 8 points, but he grabbed you 7 steals. My lord. 1 block, 3 rebounds, 4 assists on 40% from the field. Missed 2 free throws. Who cares? Who is grabbing you 7 steals just like that? And his steals had been a little wonky, like coming out of that injury where he grabbed like 1. It was like 0. It was like 1. And then he said, yeah, here's 7. I got you, brother. I got you. Just in time, man. Just in time. Ron Howell had 11 points still in the block coming off the bench. Caris LeVert, 5 points, 5 assists, still in the block in his 21 minutes on the court. All these guys are deeper league plays if you ever need them. And, Javonte Green had 5 points and 3 rebounds in his 20 minutes. He can do some per-minute stuff, but not in this contest. By the way, Marcus Sasser did not play. These guys are done for the week. If you do need to drop somebody, this is a good team to drop to do somebody on Saturday and Sunday. Because they're done. They don't play again till next week. Good stuff from the Pistons. We're going to see how long they can hold off with Cade going. Houston Rockets. They ruined the Atlanta Hawks 11-game win streak. That is done for. Dunzo. 117-95. They just kind of cooked them, and it got out of hand, out of nowhere. We'll go ahead and check on the Hawks. I don't know. They just didn't click today. Nikhil Alexander-Walker still shooting pretty solid. They do play again tomorrow. So luckily, a lot of these guys got low minutes, and they're not going to be running to the ground. Jalen Johnson did play 32, but I think he'll be okay for tomorrow as well. 21-4-4 with the steal, 1 triple, 50% from the field, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. Beautiful game for him. Oyeka Okongwu had 6, 8, and 3 with a steal and 2 blocks. He's just been in a shooting slump. He's hadn't been shooting well for a little bit. 22% from the field and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. That's a little ugly. He shall be better tomorrow, hopefully. Jalen Johnson, 14, 5, and 3 with a steal. It's like top 100 forward numbers, brother. We need that triple double watch. 2 triples. He did shoot well. 50% from the field on touchdown. So we'll take that. Dyson Daniels gave me 2 steals, but 3 points on 20%. Ew. And 1 of 2 from the free throw line. This is a crap game from him. You had CJ McCollum started off hot, and then he kind of mellowed, but he did give you a full line, dude. You got 17 points of steal and 3 blocks. Well, CJ McCollum, what? 2 triples and 64% from the field on that one. That's a good shooting there. Zachary Richardson got extra time on the court. I think they're slowly moving away from him. 16.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals on the block, 3 triples, 75% from the field. That's good and all, but I'm not trusting that long term. We'll go ahead and check on the Houston Rockets. Kevin Durant back and moving. This is what we love from Kevin Durant. They also play tomorrow. I'm sure all these guys play. They just use big minutes. They're used to big minutes all the time. 25 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Yeah, that's beautiful. 3 triples, 60% from the field, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. We are back and running. They tried to do that double technique. I don't think they used it as effectively as the Lakers did. Jabari Smith Jr., 23, 9, and 2 with 2 steals, 3 triples, 50% from the field, 6 of 8 from the free throw line. He really got to the line today, but that's a strong game from Jabari Smith. Alpi Sengun, 15 and 9 and 10, almost a triple double, was right there. 2 steals, 6 of 3 from the field, but he had 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Alpi Sengun is a punt free throw center. Has high value if you put him in the right build, and he's a points league monster because all this stuff is just getting a bunch of stats. Reed Shepard moving to the starting lineup. He only played 25 minutes. It's a blowout. I think they said, EMA said he's going to try it a couple more games, so that's interesting. And I mean, he absolutely should be rostered. 14 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 4 triples, 50% from the field. Nice. Love that. Amen Thompson, 14 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal. 50% from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Been really good at the free throw line, and I think
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I think it's in his game. He has those nights sometimes where they slip, but he has been a strong free throw shooter. He is, out of the brothers, he's the better offensive guy and playmaker, I believe. It's slight, like, it's, to be honest with you, Asar can playmate. But Asar is the better defender, for sure, for sure. Tari Eason, he made a three. Oh, my God. It finally happened. 10 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 triple. Waited so long. He shot 33% from the field, but he did give you all three of his free throws. They all went in. And lastly on the bench, you had like 9 points and 2 dimes from Aaron Holiday, because like I said, it got some blowout time. 3 points and 5 rebounds from Clint Capella with the steal, and 2 points and 3 rebounds with a steal from Josh Okogie. Next game of the day, we're moving right along. This is a simple day, dude. It was not much going on. Dude, this is close too. Literally almost until the end. The Boston Celtics, though, they pull away and get the W, 117-112 over the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll go ahead and check on what happened in the Grizzlies side. They only have like 9 active players. Let me count. I think 2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, they had 9 active players. And tomorrow, you're going to have Ty Jerome sit. Ty Jerome, I'm pretty sure, is sitting. Taylor Hendricks is going to sit. But you should be able to have GG back. And, that might be it. Am I missing somebody? Yeah, because Scottie Pippen's out. Yeah, you should be able to have GG back tomorrow. So, dude, the rotation is going to be even smaller tomorrow. That should open up a lot for Javon Small. Javon Small started today. He only had 13, 5, and 2 with 2 triples, 62% from the field. That's really strong. But, like, it's going to be him and Cam Spencer, basically. That's it. So I would absolutely be playing Javon Small tomorrow. Ty Jerome, 16.7 dimes, 2 triples. Oh, he had a bad shooting night for like once in his life. 7-17 from the field. That's about one of his worst games of the season so far. Taylor Hendricks, dude, filling the stat sheet, man. 12-5-2 with 2 steals, 2 blocks. I don't know. I wonder if they use him a lot next year. I mean, of course, their center is going to be Zach Edey, but he would be interesting to draft next year. 71% from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Olivier Mansell, Prosper had 14-7 with 2 assists and a steal. He usually plays the back-to-back. Not his best shooting night. He shot 40% on 10 shots and 5-7 from the free throw line. Jalen Wells had 6 points and 2 steals in his 20 minutes. I'm just not big on Jalen Wells. Also, that's who I missed. They should have Cedric Cowart tomorrow. He had a personal matter to deal with. He's not injured, so he should be able to play tomorrow's game. Hopefully, barring everything's okay. And you got a bunch of these dudes on the bench that got minutes because they needed someone to play. 11-3-5 with the steal from Cam Spencer. 3 triples, 50% from the field. That's like a classic Cam Spencer game. Tyler Burton got 32 minutes, 23 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists with 5 triples. Holy moly. If you just randomly streamed him, that's a crazy stream. 54% from the field, made all 4 of his free throws. Jeez. Jean Giroux also had a lot to do. 13-6-2 with a steal in the block and 1 triple. On 43% from the field. Like I said, some guys will be returning. The forwards that'll most likely take some of their time off the court. But these are interesting plays. Walter Clayton should probably play tomorrow too. Although he's stunk on this one, man. 4 points on 14%. 3 rebounds and 2 assists. Ew, that sucks. That's not a good game from him. I would absolutely be having Jabod Smarter for tomorrow. GG, of course. Cedric Cowart, if you have him. Taylor Hendricks won't play. It's a bummer. And Ty Jerome won't either. Just so you guys are aware. We'll go ahead and check on the Boston Celtics. Jaylen Brown is still the man right now for the team, which is good. That's good to know. 30.6 rebounds, 6 dimes, 2 triples, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Took a bunch of shots, 23 of them, and made 10. Either way, he looks like the usage monster. Jason Tatum had his first I don't know how to shoot game. It was going to happen eventually, guys. 13 points, 9 rebounds, 2 triples. 5 of 6 on the free throw line, solid, but 3 of 15, ooh, wee, that stinks. That's terrible. The Mets kid only got 17 minutes. They actually started to run a smaller lineup. And honestly, Luka Garza kind of got hot. We'll talk about Luka Garza next. 12 points, 11 rebounds. Perfection. 4-4 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. That's pretty cool. They do a play against Sunday, and I believe Cato will probably be most likely the main center there. Derek White, 14-5-3, two steals and a block. Solid. 40% from the field. He had been shooting better. He's good to have a, or he's okay to have an off night of shooting. Two triples, 0-1 from the free throw line, which is like, oh, bro, you only free throw. You missed it. Luka Garza, though. Dude, what? 22-7 with a steal. 75% from the field. Yeah, can't bank on that. 3-5 from the free throw line. I'd still would rather have Kata. But Luka Garza, yeah, solid for deeper leagues. Some of the younger players off the bench got some time. Baylor Shireman had 2 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Hugo Gonzalez had 5-5 with a triple, 100% from the field. That's cool. And Peyton Pritchard, of course, we know he gets a bunch of big minutes. He just needs to be the ball handler with the second unit. 19-6-3, 30%. From the three, he shot three of them, and he shot 10 of them, made three of them, six for six at the free throw line, and 5 of 13 from the field for 39%. They're gonna be just fine. We just had saw Tatum's first I don't know how to shoot a basketball game, which is bound to happen. Next game of the day, the Blazers pulled off the upset, 108-104 over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yeah, these guys are missing Ant, man. Good luck. They got about another. Honestly, though, they only have three more games because they have two games next week. And then he is only set to miss one game on Sunday. Let's talk about these guys now. Jaden McDaniels, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 steals and a block. Ooh, wee, that's a good game. 6 of 11 from the field, 4 of 6 from the free throw line in 40 minutes. Solid. Julius Randle, 19-5-4 with the steal. You'd want more from him. He took 16 shots, only made 6 of them, though, which is probably the problem there. And 7-9 from the free throw line, which sounds like Julius Randle-esque. Yeah, that's a good way to say it. 18-15, dude, from Rudy Gobert. Absolutely balling right now. 2 steals in the block. 50% from the field, 4-6 from the free throw line. He's just like pulling out big game after big game. I don't know how he's doing it. Ayo Dosunmu, 17-10-8. Ooh, okay. Borderline triple-double. He can be a big PRA guy when he gets the roll for it. 3 triples. 40% from the field is a little bit of off-shooting night for him, but 2 of 2 from the free throw line, he's the safer one with and down. Yeah, you look towards Ayo first. 13-4-2 with a steal and 2 blocks from Dante DiVincenzo, 3 triples. 5 of 16 from the field is not desirable. Ill. Bones Highland's minutes are starting to go down. 17 points and 2 steals with 3 triples. I'll take it, but he didn't really get a chance to do much else. That makes him more of like a deeper league play. But I also think that he is viable if you need a nice little points boost in 12 teamers. He made all 4 of his free throws too, which also helps. And you have 4-2-2 from Kyle Anderson, who's just filling in the gaps. Portland Trailblazers, they did it, man. Wow. The high man was actually Jeremy Grant. 26 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, 1 block, 4 triples. And there goes that hot shooting, 63% on 16 shots. I wish I could count on it every game, but I can't. Either way, good game from him. Denny Avdija had 25-8-5, 2 triples, 9-11 from the free throw line, 7-18 from the field. That shooting drop, but, you know, he gets you a lot of counting stuff. Jrue Holiday, 12-12. That's 12 points and 12 dimes. 1 triple. Oh, he had a rough shooting night. 5-17? Man. It's rough, dude. Samani Kamara had 6-3 with a steal. He's just there, dude. It was not his season. I wonder if he's going to be one of those guys that we didn't draft this year, and then next year he's going to be like, oh my God, look, I remember how to play basketball, guys. And then he messes around and gets like 14-6-3 with 1.5 or 1.7 steals and like averages 2.5 triples. Who knows? Maybe not. Maybe he's just mid. Donovan Klingon, big game, man. He's really been balling. I'm actually really impressed. And I think he's going to fly up draft boards next year. 21 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks. Whew. It's a big game, dude. 9-13 from the field. Hit a triple. Hit up both free throws. Wow. Beautiful stuff there. 11-3-2 with 3 steals from Scoot Henderson. Cool. Nice. I'll take that. And it's 24 minutes. And you had 2 points and 12 boards from Rob Williams. No blocks, though, but that's still fine. Good stuff, man. Do they still got Dame coming back next year? Oh, man, I don't know what they do. Interesting. I want to see what this looks like all long term for them. I want to see how they do in the play-in, if they can get out of it, of course, because I know they're at least going to make the play-in. And for Minnesota, they just got to survive somehow. Last game of the day. This at least one is was a bit exciting. I got a chance to watch it. The Toronto Raptors lose to the Denver Nuggets, who they got to find a way to get back on track. 121-115. We'll go ahead and check on the Raptors first. Big game for Jakob Poeltl. He had to fight Jokic all day and said, I do not care. 23 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 10 of 14 from the field, 3 of 6 from the free throw lines were up, but that's a big, strong game. This is the Jakob Poeltl we wanted all season, man, and I'm glad to see that he's back healthy again. Scotty Barnes, 15, 8, and 8, 2 steals, 2 blocks. That's nice. That's better. The defense was gone. He had, like, not been rebounding good. I'll take this any day. He gave you a triple, but he just had a little rough shooting, and I think he can get some pass for that. Brandon Ingram, 19 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. A little empty. 4-6 from the free throw line, too. He's okay, man. He's just a professional scorer, and that's why I think he always kind of sits around that, like, 7th, 8th round range. 6th, 7th. Usually, not, I didn't mean to say 6-7 like that. But 6th round, 7th round, that's kind of where people like to draft him. And it makes sense, to be completely honest. It does. RJ Barrett was on that heater for a couple of games, and he's kind of back to earth. 18, 5, and 2 with the block. 43% from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. At least he's shooting good free throw. And you had 15, 4, and 8 with 3 steals and 3 triples from Manuel Quickley, who just gets the job done, man. He's always like a solid top 70 player who just knows how to hoop. You had 14, 2, and 2 with the stealing block and 4 triples from good old Jacoby Walter, doing his thing on the bench in limited minutes. Definitely something you should have in deeper leagues. 4-6 from the field and 2-2 from the free throw line there. And 4 points and 5 assists from Jamal Shedd, who is only a deeper league point guard at best. Who got the job done over here at Denver? Jokic, 22-8-9, steal the block. It's a little underwhelming. And to be honest, I don't even think they're looking to probably consider him for MVP this year. It's either Shea or Luka. I do think it is Shea, but it's either of them two. I think that like knee injury really kind of messed him up, and he just doesn't seem fully like himself. So next year, I do think we're going to be drafting him highly. One, maybe it's Wimby for one next year, but top two for sure. 9-14 from the field for him, 3-5 from the free throw line. Welcome back, Jamal Murray. We've been waiting, man. He's been a little off. His shot's been off, and I think he's back in action now. 31 points, 5 rebounds, 6 dimes, 1 steal, 2 triples. 56% from the field, 9-10 from the free throw line. We're back. We waited for this. We're back. Aaron Gordon, 16, 5, and 3 with the block, 1 triple, 60% from the field. Just doing Aaron Gordon things. He's been getting a couple of blocks recently, and that's interesting. Cam Johnson, 6-5 and 2 with 2 steals. Yeah, I think I'm good on Cam Johnson. Now that Aaron Gordon's back, and Peyton Watson's supposed to be back at the end of the week. Yeah. Christian Brown, 11-4-2. Yep, same thing with him. Dude, he might lose his job in the starting lineup. They might start Cam Johnson for shooting, and that's worse. Talk about shooting. Tim Hardaway Jr., he got on one of his little heaters. It happened. 23 points, 4 rebounds, 1 steal, 7 triples. What? 8-16 from the field. It helped, man. He low-key, like, got that mark, and then when they were able to get ahead, he just was cooking. He was just cooking. And lastly, we have Bruce Brown, who had 12 points and 3 rebounds in his 21 minutes. Good stuff for the Nuggets. They do play again Sunday to round out your week. And they look to be back on track. It took a little bit. They were trying to find their rhythm for the longest. That's it, man. We're done this Friday. It's been an absolute blast. I hope you guys close out your weeks. I know for a couple of my leagues, I'm in like the championship round. I wish you the best of luck as I try and get some W's this year. That'd be absolutely great. But you know how this fantasy stuff goes. It only takes one game to throw you off. But that's it for me. I wish you guys the best in your playoffs. Keep grinding. Make sure checking out that streaming grid and the schedule grid overall on the Sports Ethos page, just so you can get those best streams for the weekend. And take game by game, guys. We're almost there. We're almost here for some W's, and I would love to hear if you guys do get some W's along the way. Thank you for watching Box Score Breakdown, presented by FanDuel. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson, and I will see you all next Tuesday. Cheers.